And you're listening here on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Today, Chittenden County Prosecutor T.J. Donovan announced the Franklin County Sheriff's deputy who shot and killed a man in Winooski last month will not face charges related to the shooting. Also today, Vermont State Police released body camera footage of the incident showing 29-year-old Jesse Bishaw being killed. That follows weeks of pressure from transparency groups. VPR's Taylor Dobbs was at the announcement today, and he joins us now. Hey, Taylor.
Hi, Alex.
As part of today's press conference, prosecutors also gave a detailed account of exactly what they say happened the day of the shooting. What do we know now about how all of this played out?
So we know that Franklin County Sheriff's Deputy Nicholas Palmier was driving home from a shift in Franklin County to his home in Winooski. So he was in his squad car and uniform, and he came up on a house that was surrounded by Winooski police cars, and he stopped to offer his help. The Winooski police on the scene said yes, and then told him that they were looking for Jesse Bishaw, who was wanted in connection to some bank robberies. And Bishaw came out of the house running, and Palmier followed him, and there was a foot chase a couple blocks through Winooski, and it ended with a confrontation behind the O'Brien Community Center there, where Bishaw was coming towards Palmier with his hand behind his back, sort of at waist level, shouting things like, "Do it," and "What's up," in a very confrontational way. And ultimately, Palmier shot Bishaw 7 times and I guess missed 1 shot because he fired 8 shots.
You watched the body cam footage of this today. It's obviously very graphic footage, but did it reveal anything new about what happened that day, how this all went down?
Well, it did what police have kind of been advocating for these cameras for a while. It did what they said that will do, which is confirm the official story, and it really did that. We saw the foot chase. We see the confrontation and the shooting, and then what happens after that. One thing that was striking that we hadn't really heard before was that it was really clear that Palmier didn't want this to end this way. He was very upset after the shooting happened, and also was urgently calling for medical supplies, and you can even hear that in the body camera footage.
And Chief is asking if any of you are injured.
You're doing good, Nick. Just breathe.
I know, but man, this kid needs f***ing help, dude. Where is the med kit? It's not hard.
So obviously he was the one who inflicted those wounds, but it was really clear that that was not the outcome that he wanted.
I want to talk a little bit about the decision not to charge the sheriff's deputy. Help us understand, when prosecutors are deciding whether to charge someone in a case like this, what are they considering? I mean, what goes into this decision?
Right. So as we know, I mean, police in general are allowed to use force in certain circumstances. That's why they're carrying guns. So the question in this case was this an appropriate amount of force given the situation at hand? And Deputy State's Attorney Brom Kreinichfeld summarized what the prosecutors were really looking at.
An officer may use reasonable force to make an arrest or to maintain sufficient control of a suspect in custody or to prevent the suspect from harming himself, the officer, or others. What constitutes a reasonable amount of force depends on the facts and circumstances at the time.
And so in this case, prosecutors decided that the circumstances in what played out did justify the decision to use deadly force and shoot Bishaw.
Taylor, we knew even before today's announcement that the suspect, Jesse Bishaw, was unarmed when he was killed. Do we know any more now about why police thought he was going to hurt someone, given the fact that he was unarmed?
Right. He was unarmed, but prosecutors said repeatedly at the announcement today that police had seen him in the weeks leading up to this with a gun, and so they thought he might still be armed. There was a little bit of confusion because they had seen him with a gun and then chased him on foot on a separate occasion, and he'd actually dropped the gun in a dumpster and they recovered it. So it's unclear why they thought he had a different gun or exactly what they thought he might be carrying. But the message is that Palmier had reason to believe that Bishaw was armed, and the way he was approaching him, his hand was behind his back, and it seemed like he might be hiding something. So given the circumstance, even though he wasn't armed, the way the situation presented itself to the officer, it wasn't totally clear what was going on.
This situation has highlighted some tensions between police in Winooski and some parts of the community. We've seen some protests in downtown Winooski since Bishaw was killed. Did cops address this at all today? Did this come up at the press conference?
Yeah, Winooski's police chief was there, and he said those concerns are completely understandable given what happened. He also said that one way to help that is to be transparent about what happened and to do things like release this body camera footage. And it was really clear in the body camera footage that they were trying to give truly the full uncut story. I mean, it lasts well beyond the moment of the shooting. You actually see Palmier go into the bathroom in the Winooski Police Department, and he's washing his hands after the fact. And so they really let the whole tape run, and you see his hand come in and turn off the recording once he's in the station. But that was an effort at being completely transparent about what transpired and hopefully making it clear to the community that they're not trying to hide anything here. But prosecutors and Winooski's chief were very firm that they don't think it's appropriate to release this kind of footage while an investigation is ongoing. So now that the investigation is concluded and they found that the shooting was justified, they felt comfortable releasing it now.
We've been talking about the decision not to charge a sheriff's deputy for shooting and killing an unarmed man in Winooski last month. VPR's Taylor Dobbs. Taylor, thank you.
You're welcome.